The worry, the concern is that of the mother. The mother is more concerned. Our mothers were more concerned about us than we were about ourselves. Have you seen a child? A child is carefree. It doesn't understand exactly what's going on around it, but the adults around know that this child needs to be taken care of. If there is an animal or something dangerous around the child, you will always find those adults around the child more worried than the child. So this is part of the plan of Allah. When Allah made us, He prepared a beautiful mechanism of protection for us from the adults around us in the case of the vast majority. When I say vast majority, from amongst us they are orphans. From amongst us they are those who lost their mothers in childhood or in infancy or upon birth. From amongst us they are those whose circumstances did not permit or allow for there to be the same people whom the rest of the world probably has had because of whatever it might have been. But the plan of Allah is always that a child is considered absolutely innocent, so cute. MashaAllah. So naturally the hearts of adults are supposed to be inclined towards this particular child. You might be thinking, how would I commence a talk on depression and anxiety, worry and sadness in this way? But the reason is to appreciate the mechanism that Allah has created us within. Over and above that, Allah's created a system and a plan in order to provide for us the best possible way forward in our lives. If you look at the creation of the day and night, which happened prior to the creation of man, Allah Almighty says, اللَّهُ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرًا. It is Allah who created for you the night in order to rest, in order to sleep. It is dark, you're supposed to go and rest, and the day you can see, you're supposed to be working. So if you get up every morning and it may require an effort for you to do that, part of your problem will be solved because you are within the plan of Allah. You may not understand the benefit of the sleep of the first part of the night, even though medicine is speaking louder and louder in that direction, telling you, go to bed early. The quenching of your sleep happens in a far greater way the earlier you go to bed, whereas Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to us and reminded us after Salat al-Isha, if you do not have something constructive such as this to do, what should you do? You should go to bed. He may not have mentioned all the detailed reasons, but it's the plan of Allah. Those whose sleeping patterns are not in sync with what is supposed to be, for no reason whatsoever, with their own doing or the doing of their own hands, they are the ones to blame when they find themselves sliding into a form of sadness or worry or depression or anxiety. The system of Allah, when you follow it in a proper way, it will empower you. It will actually provide for you goodness in order to protect you from the adverse environment and from the challenges of this particular world.